We will call the meeting to order. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the October 23rd meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to approve the minutes of October 23rd.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 75 contacts since the last report was prepared for the October 23rd, 2012 commission meeting. 16 of the contacts involved telecommunication services. 12 of the contacts involved electric service. 7 contacts involved natural gas service. 1 contact involved gas and electric service. 6 contacts involved cell phone service. 18 contacts related to the do not call registry. And 15 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,601 of the 1,652 complaints received in 2012 have been resolved.
Questions on the consumer report? Seeing none, Deb, thank you for the report and the echo. Okay, moving back to EL 12-055 in the matter of the filing by Ottertail Power Company for approval of tariff revisions. Jessica, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. Ottertail had a municipal service agreement with contracts with deviations with the town of Bushnell and the town of Eden. Both of those contracts expired in October of 2012, and new agreements have been entered into for municipal services going forward. Under commission-approved tariff rates. Therefore, a contract with deviation no longer exists, and we request that they be removed from our summary list of contracts with deviations in our tariff book. I'm available for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Matthew Tisdale with staff, and we don't have anything to add other than we would recommend approval.
Questions from the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, in EL 12-055, I move that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Jessica, thank you for your patience with us.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. In the matter of the complaint filed by South Dakota Network LLC against Sprint Communications Company regarding failure to pay intrastate centralized equal access charges and to immediately pay undisputed portions of SDN's invoices, I understand we are making progress. And with that, I will turn it over to Sprint.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Phil Schenkenberg, members of the commission. I don't believe there's any need for us to present anything to you with respect to the stipulation for dismissal between Sprint and Northern Valley. It's the same form document that has been used as we've settled other cases. With respect to the certainly happy to answer any questions the commission might have. I know you were disappointed to not have us with you earlier in October for those motions for which there were thousands of pages of documents.
Yeah, we understand that sentiment. Thank you.
With respect to the motion for approval of the confidentiality agreement, very briefly, I tried to explain in the motion what our purpose was. There are still claims proceeding in this case. This is an attempt to try to make this administratively more convenient for parties, including as well as non-parties who have provided confidential information in this case. I just did want to say that I did serve the conference call and chat line companies that have invoked the protections of the protective agreement in responding to discovery in this case. I listed those representatives on the affidavit of service. I copied them with this motion, and I did not hear any communication or objection from any of those four entities, which I take to mean they have no objection to this slight extension and modification to the protective agreement. I'm happy to answer any questions the commission has.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Kramer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are also pleased at Northern Valley to have resolved this matter with Sprint. And for the commission today, all that would be required would be to enter the order approving the stipulation for dismissal.
Thank you. SDN on the confidentiality agreement portion.
Good morning, Margo Northrup on behalf of SDN. And like Mr. Schenkenberg said, we've agreed to the slight modification and would ask that you approve that.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Karen Kramer of staff. Staff would recommend the commission grant the stipulation for dismissal and approve the second amendment.
Thank you. Questions? Hearing no questions, are there motions? Mr. Hansen.
Mr. Chairman, TC09-098, I move that the commission grant the stipulation for dismissal of Sprint Communication Company's third-party complaint against Northern Valley Communications and Northern Valley's counterclaim against Sprint. Do you wish for the second half of this time? Or?
Take those.
Okay.
Discussion on the motion. I would simply say greatly appreciate both parties working through their differences and coming to this this agreement and asking for dismissal. Other discussion?
Do we need to state, Mr. Chairman, that it's dismissed with prejudice? Yes. Well, that will be part of my motion then.
Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Further motions.
Mr. Chairman, I will also move in TC09-098 that the Commission approve the Second Amendment to the Confidentiality Agreement.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. That brings us to TC-12-162 in the matter of the application of Cincinnati Bell Any Distance, Inc. for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange service in South Dakota. Mr. Scott Ringo, are you still with us on the line?
I am here, Chairman.
Excellent. Thank you. Go ahead.
Cincinnati Bell Any Distance, Inc. filed an application for a certificate of authority with the Commission on October 4th, 2012. To provide local exchange telecommunication services in the areas effectively served by CenturyLink. Cincinnati Bell filed two responses to Commission data requests, one dated October 10 and the second on October 17. Cincinnati Bell respectfully asked.
This is Pat Stephenson from staff. On October 4th, 2012, Cincinnati Bell Any Distance, Inc. filed an application for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange service in accordance with the Commission's. Bell has satisfactorily responded to all data requests, and staff recommends the Commission grant the certificate of authority to provide local exchange services to Cincinnati Bell with the following conditions. One, deposits or advance payments from retail customers without prior approval from the Commission. And three, the certificate is subject to the rural safeguards. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission?
Yes, 162. Move that the Commission grant the certificate of authority to provide local exchange services to Cincinnati Bell, Any Distance Incorporated, with the three stipulations.
Aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to the matter of 63, 164, 165, 166, 167, 168, 169, 170, 171, 172, 173, 174, 175, 176, 177, and Wendy Harper, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Margo.
Good morning, Margo Northrup. Seven. Also, you've identified two other parties that are on the line in reference to these dockets. We are here today asking that you approve amendments that have been filed to the intercarrier compensation bill and keep amendments. One of the questions that was asked at the last meeting is how to quantify what this will mean to the individual local exchange carriers. And without surveying everyone, we'd be $1,000 a year. And so it is a substantial amount, but obviously in accordance with the FCC order. I'd stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Staff.
Contain any discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends the Commission approve the amendments to the interconnection agreements.
Thank you. Mr. Bauer, simply say thank you for coming prepared to answer my question from last time. That is helpful. Concerning, but helpful. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, I move that in dockets TC-12-163 through TC-12-178 inclusive, that...
Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Commissioner Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. I believe that...
...with both of you, and I wish you both the very best of good fortune and good luck this evening.
Thank you. With that comes to announcements, and obviously the big announcement to encourage everyone. And our next meeting will be right here Tuesday, November 20th.